We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima. We're on page Yud in the Chazon Yol edition. And he says, the Torah was created for man to serve his creator. And not like the Ibn Ezra had said, there are deeper secrets. That's the concept we work with. Everything was created to serve me, and I was created to serve my creator. Mechen techshov bayamim. And if you want to see another aspect of the greatness of the Torah, pay attention to the division of days. So you can see that A, you have a week broken down into 7 days. B, you have special occasions within the year. When you start thinking about the concept that Hashem judges the world on Rosh Hashanah, so you're just given an insight into how the world runs. From the beginning of creation, Hashem planned it this way, that Adam would be created on Rosh Hashanah, and on Rosh Hashanah he would be judged, and so too we are judged every year on Rosh Hashanah. Now, I want to pause and think about this concept for a second, okay? Seems simple. Adam was judged on Rosh Hashanah. We're judged on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, what would have happened had Adam not eaten from the forbidden fruit?
He wouldn't have gone through all this.
Wait. My point is, what was Hashem judging him for? What does that mean, Hashem judged him? We come to Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is the meeting ground between 2 years. Last year's ending, next year's beginning, and now we're standing on that connector on Rosh Hashanah. Is the focus of Rosh Hashanah what happened last year? Is the focus of Rosh Hashanah what's going to happen next year? When Adam was being judged, well, let me put it to you this way. Is the focus what's happening next year? And the way to decide what will happen next year is based on what happened last year.
It doesn't stop you, but it's definitely food for thought.
Or is it that Hashem says, now let me take you on an accounting for last year? And based on that, we'll decide next year.
Shana is looking at last year and then being like, okay, and then trying to improve myself for next year, and then when Yom Kippur comes, that's when we're judged.
Okay.
No, it's Rosh Hashanah, and then it's still, right? It's only late, it's not really Yom Kippur.
Because you still have a chance. You still have a chance to improve Rosh Hashanah, no?
Rosh Hashanah.
Huh?
After Rosh Hashanah, you still have a chance to sort of do something.
Right, but that's... that's not my question. A child becomes bar mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. So he didn't do anything accountable yet. Last year he didn't do anything.
But you had old ways.
But he's not held accountable for that. He's now become bar mitzvah. So the night of Rosh Hashanah comes in, now he's going to be judged for next year, correct? That's my point. Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah. Adam was judged on Rosh Hashanah. So had Hashem judged Adam 2 hours earlier, before he ate from the forbidden fruit, what was that judging about? Adam is created. My point is, judgment does not have to be connected to last year. The focus of the judgment of Rosh Hashanah is next year.
So the past has an impact.
That you didn't think it.
Okay. I'll illustrate the point. Let's say we have in the Mishnah, Arba Rashei Shanimim, there are 4 beginnings to the year. So, on Pesach, we are judged for the grains. No.
It's 14th.
Yeah, 15th, yeah. Yeah. It's a good question. The Gemara asks, why is that called Arba Rashei Shanimim? Because you're being judged on the 15th, not on the 1st. That's a good question, you're right.
Same thing with Tu
B'Shvat. Same thing with Tu B'Shvat. So on Tu B'Shvat, it's decided...
Define judged.
What is Tu B'Shvat? It says the New Year trees is on... It's on.
Okay.
So what does judge mean?
But in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, not for Sugya, I thought it said Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
No.
Rabbi, can you define judge?
The Gemara explains Arba Chodashim Uvaim Arba Rashi Shanim. Arba, that's one of the explanations the Gemara gives. So we see that judged is deciding what will be next year. And that decision sometimes depends on what happens last year, but not necessarily.
Can it be changed?
Why not?
That's another question.
You get an inclination, but as your perfect example, 2 hours before he ate from the food.
It wouldn't matter whether it was changed anyway. We view being judged the way Ben is saying as I'm being judged on what happened last year, and that's our focus. And I think that the focus is okay. I'm saying being judged, the focus is the decision of what will be. Now, what?
I don't understand
what. That means you don't understand why, or you don't understand what?
Yeah, why and what's going to be judged?
What's the criteria?
So let's not use the word judge. Let's use the word decided. Okay, don't use the word judge.
What's going to be for next year?
Correct.
Right, but based on last year, or doesn't?
That's a good question. That's a good question based on what Hashem decides.
Right.
Let's make it a little bit more complex. There's a decision for the world. There's a decision for a country. There's a decision for a people. There's a decision for a city. There's a decision for a community. There's a decision for a family. And then there's a decision for the individual.
Taking all that into account that Hashem is outside of time. So if you say before or this,
I mean, just excluding the three
days. Excluding
the grain, the rain, and the trees.
After we're not going there now. That we can discuss later. That's another question. Like what's the weight of the decision of Rosh Hashanah? Okay, we'll discuss that later. We'll discuss that later. I'm saying it's a separate question. I'm coming back to the Ramban. The Ramban says Hashem reveals to us that at the beginning of the year, on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is judging us, and this was established from the time of creation. And I'm just pointing out that the idea here is not so much being judged on what I did last year, as much as it's being decided what will happen next year. The fact that that decision might be a product of last year, or 2 years ago, or 5 years ago, or 8 years ago, or other factors, is a separate point.
What do you mean by things that will happen to us this year?
As a community or as an individual, what's being judged?
Like, what does that mean? Is it the challenges that we will face?
If we, as we continue, the Ramban will address that too. It's a good question.
Logically, surely it could only be the natural things, the natural order of the world that can be decided by Shem at that point. Because all of the interactions that change us with other people, okay, if Hashem makes you do something to me in the next year that impacts me, then isn't Hashem infringing on your free will?
So that's
I understand the concept that Hashem isn't, we don't know what we're going to do personally, so it doesn't matter. So it doesn't make the decision any more complicated. Like, we still have to come to that conclusion on our own. But there's a slightly different thing when you think about things on a greater scale. There's a different thing in Hashem being omniscient, Hashem knowing everything that's going to happen, and Hashem being causative about every single thing that happens with us. Are we marionettes on strings, or are we people walking around in the world? It seems illogical.
Okay.
I don't infer it to be anything else other than the natural order of the world. People make the sun and the weather and the stock markets and various other things that are natural.
Well, you said individuals different and things for Am Yisrael are different.
And the Rashi makes this point about Adam being judged. Well, as far as we know, it could be before Sort of gift. So what does that mean?
It means he needed it to happen this way, and it was known beforehand, and Adam didn't know. So that's why you're saying judge about the future.
So you're saying you could just say that was what Adam did. Right. But that doesn't sound very really Jewish. There is some relation between our behavior and how we judge on some level. I mean, that seems to be. Right?
Since it was judged not individual.
No, I think it's.
The Gemara says it's like that.
Israel can do anything.
It deserves a long answer. You guys are thinking broad topics.
We bring up courses and just move, not just
time. For Thursday, next Thursday.
It sounds like we should take all the classes out of one day and only talk about this.
This is nothing. Come Friday morning and you'll find out how
heavy for the 10
you know, the earth
that,
will rock. That's free will. This is.
We should designate a whole day of shiur just for each rabbi.
Okay, so we have a few questions that were raised. Let's summarize them. Question one was, when Hashem judges us on Rosh Hashanah, so what does that impact? The Ramban will deal with that further down. The Ramban will deal with the idea of Hashem's judgment on Rosh Hashanah. How much of it is in the physical world? How much of that is spiritual? How much is that a question of me and my friend? Like you asked, how can it be that Hashem is going to decide things that affect our free will? The flip side of it is that almost everything can affect our free will. It's not so easy to go that route either, to say Hashem's not involved, because the question I would ask, I'm not taking sides, I'm just saying you have to factor the other side of the coin as well. If as difficult as it is to say that Hashem's involved in things that involve two individuals, because if you want to get up and hit someone, so isn't that your free will? The flip side is, what we would also ask is, if Hashem's not involved there, then all Hashem is doing is reacting to what man does, meaning Hashem brings justice to the world. Fine. So Reuven hits Shimon or steals from Shimon. So Hashem didn't allow Reuven to steal from Shimon according to what you're suggesting. What Hashem does is he says, you can steal from Shimon and then I'll deal with you. But wait a second, but Shimon suffered. Shimon was missing money. Shimon, so Hashem, if you're taking Hashem out of all that, so then what ends up happening is...
But then, exactly, Shimon suffered. That's the notion of having, like...
But we have a concept that em bria nogat bechaverta
filu. Like everybody has like their own journey, and everybody has like challenges that they'll face.
Okay, I'm just pointing out that it's something to think about, because what you're saying is
there are people that you know somebody say somebody has 10 children. Every somebody. Has 10 miscarriages, or 10 children that don't live beyond infancy. Those children all had free will. They all had their own lives. Like, but we would say that it's a challenge that family have had to face.
Okay.
It's
a broad topic, is that right?
But that's what I'm saying. It's not black and white. It's impossible.